can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade, my faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in, there's a joy inside of me. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Jesus. Let your blood restrain all my fears and doubts. Let your glory.
How's everybody doing? My name is C Living the Second, and you're listening to Active FM.
Hi. Say hi. I said hi in a soft tone. Did you hear that? Hi. What's happening, everybody? It is Monday. It's good vibe time. Make some noise time. I love Mondays because everybody can't wait to hear us on a Monday.
I hate Mondays because of Garfield. If he hates it, I hate it.
I think Garfield was just an overweight lazy cat. He's nothing but a lazy little chubba baba.
He's a rich lazy cat.
Welcome, everybody. It's Active FM Good Vibes, and you're with your girl, DJ Carrie. DJ Easy is in the heezy because he's breezy. He's feeling like wheezy. Hey. I couldn't just stop by Breeze, I had to, you know, add something extra.
You should have.
It's our topic for today. Don't give the game away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks strange.
Our topics are always strange, I think.
What is the topic?
Our topic today is why that nickname? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, man, dun, dun, a friend dun, of mine dun, played this game dun, the dun, other
dun,
day.
Dun. Oh, nice. What did you play?
It was just a YouTube video that said, take this quiz and we'll find a nickname for you.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was yours in the thing?
Social guru.
Social guru?
Made no sense.
That is such a long nickname. She's nickname should be short, like, you're replacing the person's name.
Hers is Livewire.
Livewire?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, so today our topic is about nicknames. Cool mm-hmm. nicknames.
What's your nickname? Karen's nickname is Gary Pop. I have quite a few, actually.
Well, we'll start from there. We'll explain it later. What's your nickname? Let's start there.
It's in my DJ name, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
What is?
Rhymes with egg. Yeah, you
no.
see there what I mean? Egg is, yay!
Egg is.
Okay. I have quite a few nicknames, actually.
Easy. Yeah,
Hoops
that's,
Boy.
That's only two.
Wasn't your nickname Hoops Boy?
No. Who called me Hoops Boy?
I don't know, I can just picture you being a Hoops Boy.
Hey, yo, shut up. My laptop is making noise.
Okay, so we're discussing nicknames today. And I thought it would be a really cool topic because, you know, not a lot of people have nicknames that match them, you know.
These yeah, colors, like, yeah.
Why do you have to pick up the color thing?
Because we dumb with our nicknames.
No, we're not. I think we're very creative with our nicknames.
Your name is Isaac. How did people end up calling you Billy?
Billy?
Your name is Isaac. Isaac, but they call him Billy.
I think he's just... It's just like the vibe they got from him, you know?
What?
Like, they'll be like,
a Billy vibe.
You look like you can be called, let me see. Oh, Billy. You know? Like, yeah, Billy. No? It's like our Uncle James. Not James. Jerry.
I'm calling
Uncle
you Suzanne.
Jerry. Suzanne. Yeah. That is not a nickname. That's
I'm
someone's
calling
name.
You Suzanne. From the day on.
Like our Uncle Jerry. Okay, his full name is Jeremiah, but his nickname is Jerry and
That's
Lass.
Just Jeremiah. Yeah, Lass doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. We don't know what the meaning of that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in high school, I had quite a few nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
My nickname was Georgie.
Because your name is George?
No, my surname is George.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They just called me Georgie. There's two of them that still call me Georgie. And then I got Fluffness. You remember Tyler?
No, I don't remember Tyler.
The tall guy.
No.
He gave me the nickname Fluffness.
I was five. How do you expect me to remember?
Because my hair was like always frizzy and just big. So whenever he touches my hair, he goes like, woo, Fluffness. You know,
okay.
And then people call me Care. Like, hey, Care.
Yeah, you know, like I can't be bothered to pronounce your whole name.
It's five letters. It's not that long.
Why is the run in there? Just say Care.
And then obviously
it's like my name is Ra. Why is the Ra there? Just say is.
It's a Ra.
Karen.
It's a 4-letter, 5-letter. How many letters does your name have?
4. Why did you look so confused?
I wasn't sure. It's 4 letters. It can't be that difficult.
Is Ra? Why? Just say is. It's easy.
The
pun was not intended there, Karen.
I think it was. And then it's the family nickname. I think our uncle, my uncle David in our family, just he's the only one that still calls me Gary Pot.
No one else in the family calls you that.
It's just him that calls me that. Still today. And then the common one is Karen. I don't know why people call me Karen, but anyway. Our siblings don't call me that. But the most common one is just Gap, which is really cool. Then we had, like, in high school, there was a guy that used to fart a lot in class.
Jeez. Why? Was that flatulence?
I think he has a bowel movement issue. Kirsten, you remember Kirsten? The one with the glasses.
I was 7.
You remember Chad? You were now 5. What happened to 7?
Oh, we were in CFD since we were there for 3 years.
I'm sorry.
You think we were at school for 1 year together? We were there for like 3 or 4 years.
So they used to call himself Farts a Lot. When he just came into the classroom, you could sense, you could smell he was there.
Because
he had some serious bowel movement issues.
No wonder we have corona.
I don't think his fart contributed.
Yeah, it did.
No, I don't think it did.
It broke the nostrils.
And then there was... Yo, we actually had like really brutal nicknames in school, come to think of it. Wow. Mm. It was quite sad. What nicknames do you have in your school?
In our school?
Yeah.
We just call each other by our name.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's no, like... No.
Well, I call Pila 714.
714?
Yeah.
Why?
That's his Gmail. It's Pila 714 at gmail.com. I asked him, why is it 714? He was like, it's just a number that someone had Pila.
You're making it sound like an experiment. It's like, hey!
714, yeah. And he gets pissed. I called him that because I know it works on his nerves.
Okay. Your friend, Nastiko, what nickname does he have? Isn't it what? I'm a cornflake.
No, it was Mark Kellogg's. But no, it wasn't us. That was the nickname that his friends outside of the school
gave. You named him after a cereal.
No, they did, not us. We called him Saw.
Saw?
Yeah.
Like a chainsaw, like a...
Like Lesejo. We just got a saw. I think he was the only one. Oh, yeah, and we had a guy named Kanti we called X.
X. Is that the one that was the rich boy?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And, yeah, everyone else, they had fine names. We just called them by their names.
Yeah, just didn't bother to put some flavor on the names.
Nah, we were too busy making fun of each other.
True. So sometimes we have weird nicknames that doesn't really, like, contribute to our actual names. Mm-hmm. Like... Some people nickname you after like a drink or like, yeah, you'll be like, yo, soda, how you doing? I saw that in a movie actually.
Well,
like,
then,
soda.
It's not real life. Who would call someone soda in real life?
Yeah, but like, it just like if you're attached to something, like something that means a lot to you, like maybe a pair of shoes or.
Hey, shoes!
No!
Socks! There was someone, we called someone Socks. I don't remember
it's
who.
It's a family member of ours.
It's Uncle a family, yeah, Uncle Socks. There. And we call our cousin's boyfriend Sparky.
Sparky?
Yeah, because he's an electrician, so we don't call him by his name.
You see,
Sparky.
Things that you do, he's an electrician, so you'll have a spark wherever he comes.
And he just took it, shame.
Yeah, I think he just made peace with the
I can't bring my girlfriend to my family. When I start dating, I was keeping them away as long as possible. Even all my friends, all of my friends' families know me. I'm like part of the family, like, and everyone.
And you never bring them here.
I never bring them here.
I think your friends are quite nice.
They are nice. It's us that I have a problem.
We won't give them weird nicknames, I'm sure. We'll cater for their every need, you know, like...
Yeah, sure.
We'll make sure that they're well taken care of by giving them funny nicknames. Sometimes the nicknames take over so bad, we don't even know, like, the person's real name. Like, our uncle...
I just don't know people's names in general.
Like, our uncle Jeremiah, his full name is Jeremiah.
Your uncle Lush.
I just one day asked, like, why? Because his name is nothing. No. Wow. I asked our parents.
Wow.
And it's quite a funny story.
No, it's because we're cousins. That's right. They call our father Winky, Kevin. How do you get Winky from Edwin?
No, you see, there, it's actually a family thing. Because we had an uncle. His name was Edwin as well.
Where does Winky come from?
And then... The helper said, Ed Winky, like for the smaller version, like Winky, small one, you know. I think it's just like...
I just thought, why didn't they just call him Morgan?
Morgan.
Or Sebastian.
Because Freeman took it. You see what I did there? Morgan no. Freeman.
I refuse to acknowledge that.
Hey, that was a good one, okay?
You didn't say anything. I didn't hear what you said.
So when you actually find out what the person's actual name is, it's like such a shocker. It's like, huh? It's like your name can be... like your name can be Jenny. Oh, Skoketso.
Yeah, Skok.
Skok is somewhere up in
John.
There.
John.
There's just certain names you can't give nicknames to.
It's one John. Syllable, yeah. Like my name has two syllables. Ez, wrong. Just call me Ez. John.
Yeah. I call him Jonathan. I actually lengthened his name.
Made it longer.
So there isn't anything quite short Ricky? About that. Ricky Lee.
Our friend's name is Enrico.
And we just call him
Ricky. We call him Ricky, yeah.
I don't think there's any...
Dylan, I call Daloon. Like Balloon.
Daloon.
Yeah, Daloon. I call him Daloon.
Yeah. But there's quite a few names that you can't... Like Kelly. What nickname will you give Kelly? Like,
Kel. Kels.
No.
Kim.
No. Her full name is actually Kimberly. that people just call it Kim.
Yeah.
It's not actually
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
The guy makes me laugh. He's a dictator of, I think, North or South Korea. I think he went missing like 6 times or something.
How can he come back?
I don't know. This is not a news report, it's just something I heard. I didn't search anything. Don't hazel me for anything. It's not true. Just people that, yeah, it was funny.
So most nicknames shouldn't it be... Shouldn't
that's like Jacob Zuma going missing. Like he's the president. How did you lose him?
Well, how not the president you lose anymore. The president?
Exactly. Imagine if Sorrel just goes missing.
Our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, we have much respect for that man.
Nah, yeah. Much more than we had for Zuma.
Goes missing. How can you lose the president?
That would be funny.
It would be funny, though. Names like John and...
Leo.
Kayla.
Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Yeah, Leo.
Nah, it doesn't go.
Michelangelo, Mikey. What do you mean it doesn't go? That's what they call people named Leonardo.
<It's> sketchy.
Leo.
Leo. Okay, I feel it.
What?
Let me try it again. Leo. Yeah, okay. It's working.
Pick.
I'm pick, Mitchell.
Kevin. Kev.
Kev.
Nadia. Nakes.
That is not a pretty nickname.
That's what we call our cousin.
How about Nadi?
No, that's still 2 syllables. Making more work for your mouth.
It's just so nah. How about
that? Nah.
Nah. Everybody's like nah.
I'll be like nah.
No. He's like touch me.
William. Well. Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Call him Bill.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Just take.
It'll be William Gates, I guess. Yeah. Is it? I don't know.
Oh, that would be cool.
Steve, Stephen.
Steve Jobs.
Stephen.
Yeah, how about that one?
Carl Carlton.
Yeah. Jerome.
Cameron. Cam. Cammy.
Jerome. Jim.
Anyway, we have a song. We have a song coming up for you next.
I think I put my best effort into that nickname.
I think we should play the song now.
It's just not embracing my nickname vibe, but it's fine. It's okay. I have more nicknames than you, which means people like me.
I'm happy with that.
Most people like you.
I have no problem with that.
Woo. We have another awesome song. Take Me Back to Church by Corey and Kelly.
Let's take it back to the church.
Yay.
When you were young and gave birth.
No, okay, just not do that.
I wonder if that happened.
No, it's not gonna happen.
No, I mean, like, if it's. I'm sure somewhere along the line,
let's
someone
just
gave
go to the song!
Church.
No! Just go to the song!
After a long, hard day, set her keys on the counter, began to pray. Oh God, I need you more than ever. My hope is lost, can't be found. Threw her hands in the air, knees hit the ground, and she cried, Jesus, I surrender. So take my hand and lead me home. Take me back to the place where you saved my soul. Down the old dirt road is a little white church where the memories linger and the people search for amazing grace. That sweet, sweet heavenly sound. Beneath that sun.
reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band. It's not just good music or inspiring words. It's not just catchy. It's life-changing.
You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
FM Good Vibes, your girl DJ Carrie, DJ Easy. See, I did the fast one.
Yeah, sure.
And our topic today is why that nickname?
Why? Do the silly salmon, mate.
Do the silly salmon. And we're just discussing like weird nicknames that we've heard, like Sir Farts a lot.
Rick.
I wonder, does he still live up to that nickname?
Ric Flair.
Woo! Ric Flair.
The Nature Boy.
So we're gonna go over a few common nicknames that everybody uses. Yeah. Well, so social media.
The Game, Triple H.
The Game.
The Viper, Randy Orton.
No, those are just
the champ,
names.
John Cena.
No.
The Guru of Greatness, John Morrison.
No, that is not nicknames. That's just like their wrestling names. It doesn't make sense. Stop it! Stop! Just
Big
stop.
Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
You're just naming wrestlers. So, the most common nicknames is Shorty. Like, if you're short.
I know a Shorty.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah, she plays basketball.
Really?
She's tiny, fam. Like, she's yeah, to my ribs. She's probably like Esther's height.
She's fast, but she's short, you know. Shorty, oh, Shorty. Yeah. And Pinky. I don't know why.
Pinky.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like your, not your actual pinky, but, you know,
I pinky. Know. I never heard that before.
And then Sunny. Like, yo, Sunny. What's up, Sunny?
That's just what colors call each other.
I think ours is different because, like, overseas or, like, in another state, someone's name.
Mafia.
Like, yo, Sunny.
Is it a lot of mafia movies?
Yeah. And then,
Sunny,
like,
Lefty. Lefty, there's one.
Yeah, Lefty. Who's Lefty?
It's I have to show you the movie.
Why would you give someone a name Lefty?
The Mafia, Karen.
Okay. I'm not interested in those killers. Anyway. And then Cornbread.
No, that doesn't work. We only saw that once. We never saw that ever again. It was in a movie. So in one movie, now all of a sudden it's a weird nickname.
I just added it.
They didn't even call him. Oh yeah, they called him Corn actually.
Yeah, Cornbread.
Corn.
Like it's something like your food or anything. It'll be like, yo, chicken or something.
Call me Fish.
Fish.
Don't we have someone named Fish?
No, we don't.
Nickname Fish.
Our family's not that big.
Nah,
somewhere in
Mars family.
Probably.
Mine's like 67,000.
Yeah, from my mom's side, it's quite funny. We have too many people there, so there has to be nicknames.
Called
somewhere.
Patrick Length.
Length.
His Patrick is like 7 feet tall.
Really tall.
Let's just call him Length.
Length or stretch. Like your stretch.
Mr. Bombastic.
Okay, call him Shaba. You look Bombastic. Just like Shaba, baby. Shaba.
Shaka.
So, nicknames usually make any situation like chilled out.
You know? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, what if someone doesn't like the nickname?
If there's something serious and you're like, oh, come on, it's loose enough. You know?
I'll be like, why are you touching me?
Wait, if I had to use your whole name, Ezra, loose enough. You know, there's not enough, you know. Where's the
I love using there? Full names.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't like using shorter versions.
Why? I think it just makes...
Like my friend like, Danny, I call her Danielle. She just, hates it, but I call her Danielle.
It just makes like your friendship more comfortable.
Like Louis? You know? His full name is Luciano. I call him Luciano.
Who's there?
Remember, man, the artist.
Okay. I think it just makes like your friendship a bit more chilled out.
Debbie. Debbie. Short for Deborah.
No, her name is just Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie. I don't know why I used to say
Debbie's funny. I apologize for anyone named Debbie out there. It's nothing against you. We just have a really funny neighbor named
Debbie. So if you have nicknames, like your friendship is like more chilled out, you know? Like it's not as intense.
Hey, Lefty.
Or you like, you're more comfortable with that so, person once the nickname.
So I hated that nickname, by the way. Listen, I hated it.
Why did you give him that nickname?
It's Patu's fault.
Patu? What was Patu's nickname?
It's just Patu. Or the dark one.
I know. Y'all didn't call him that, please.
I'm sure we did.
What about his brother? Randy Watson.
Yeah, Morendini, that's his name.
Morendini.
Yeah, Morendini.
But for sure it was Randy.
And I called him some other name.
He was shocking that day. He was like,
like, what, Mulatu Randy or something? And he was like, what?
That sounds like nothing that he was talking about.
I was like, what's your brother's name? Morendi. I was like, oh, sorry. There's this other chick that I know. And we call her Mfani. But I think, Mfani.
That is such an ugly nickname for a girl.
It's a shorter version of her name. Her name is, Mfanaleko or something. Yeah.
Mfanaleko.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but yeah, something like that.
You could be wrong.
Yeah. No, I think I called her Mfanaleko. She was like, it's wrong, but it's fine.
Oh, she knew school?
No, she was at convention.
Oh, lovely.
The school camp that we went to.
Awesomeness. So, yeah, so nicknames just make the friendship more comfortable. And it kind of breaks the ice in bad situations. Yeah. Right? And then also just takes the edge off, you know, stop being so serious. Take a chill pill, Ezzy. Oh, you know, that's fine.
I look at you strange.
So we're going to go over some romantic nicknames.
I call people Money.
Money?
Yeah.
Oh, like that short chick on.
It's like, yo, what's up, Money?
Money?
Yeah.
Do they have money?
You good, Money?
Would it help if they had money?
What up, Big Money?
What if they short? Like, hey, Small Money, what's up?
I'd be like, what's up, Little Money?
Little Money?
Yeah.
You sound like a rapper. You're trying to make it in the music business. Like, yo, money, what's up? You're gonna pop up with someone at Burley.
Yo, fool.
Milky cookies.
We're having milk and cookies. Damn it.
Dip the cookie.
Talking about bubbly. Yeah, milk and cookies around here.
So common romantic nicknames is babe, hey, babe, sugar.
What's up?
And then baby, obviously.
Yeah.
I think every couple uses...
You call me baby, and I'll call you darling. That was a crap song.
Without the song.
The guy's name is Majosi, but he's from Durban.
Show Majosi.
No, not her. Oh. Some guy named Majosi, but he's from Durban.
What did he write?
It was like, you call me baby, I'll call you darling. He came to our convention as some Christian artist and he started singing "You Call Me Baby, I Call You Darling." My principal was like, what did they bring? Who's this guy?
Isn't he supposed to sing a gospel song?
He's calling her, you call me baby, I call you darling on stage at a Christian convention.
Oh no.
I was finished.
And then the other ones are honey. Hey honey. And pumpkin.
Why pumpkin? Pumpkin's not nice.
It's just a common name for like a relationship.
Hey pumpkin or bumpkin. Hey, with
not
a
pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Just pumpkin.
I knew.
Are you making some pumpkin? Just pumpkin. Pump it. I knew. And then sunshine.
What would you call?
My sunshine.
What would you call your man?
My what?
Your man.
I would probably just call him like babe or like baby.
Just
like
keep
common.
It simple.
Yeah. This is pumpkin and... Yeah. Like, we have muffin on here. You're naming you people after
muffin.
Food.
Hey,
cupcake.
Is that sausage bunny?
Pookie. Snuggle bunny.
Oh, snuggle. Is that sausage bunny?
Sausage.
Yeah.
Why would you call your partner sausage bunny?
I don't know.
How hungry are you?
Maybe he's German.
He's German.
We call him sausage.
No, we don't call anybody sausage, buddy. So, I think, yeah, I like muffin. I don't think I'll call
I would call someone Bunny Chow.
Bunny Chow?
Yeah, someone from Durban. I'll call you Bunny Chow.
Buddy, you look like one Bunny Chow.
Yeah,
call you Bunny Chow. No, I don't think that's fair. That's their food you're messing with. People don't like it when they mess with
it. It's fine. You can call me pizza. It's fine.
Call me pizza.
Call me sushi.
That is not a South African dish, by the way.
It's not Japanese either.
Then what is it?
It's Tokyo. American.
Sushi?
Yeah.
No.
It was originated in America.
Then why is it just Chinese people that make it?
Oh, because they have an abundance in rice and fish.
Oh, no, they bought the name from the Americans. You see what I did? That's fine.
No, I didn't. Okay. And pizza is Italian.
Yeah, I know. That's Italian.
Italiana.
So, yeah.
Mi dispiace.
Stay away from food groups when it comes to your partner. Because imagine you go out and you're like, pumpkin!
Requiescat in pace.
What?
Rest in peace. That's all I know because of Assassin's Creed.
Somebody who was that French.
No, it was
French,
Italian.
Italian comes to you and they speak to you and you're like, rest in peace.
No, they speak to me. I want to say, mi dispiace. I don't speak Italian.
But you told me in their language.
No, sir, I'm sorry. I don't speak Italian. And bene. And va bene.
Va bene.
Yeah, very well.
Very well. Hey, guys. You're teaching our listeners something cool. Something new. Something different.
If we have an Italian, someone speaks Italian, yeah, he's going, oh.
He's like,
the battle is not mine.
So we hope that you enjoyed our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with some cool nicknames of your own.
Yeah, French.
Not French nicknames. No, we don't want to hear French nicknames.
Versailles.
We would like to hear English nicknames.
I'll call you Versailles.
You just stick to the language that everybody knows, which
I'll call
is
you,
English.
Call you Eiffel.
Eiffel Tower.
No, just Eiffel.
Eiffel.
Oh, you know some people we call V.
V.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like the letter V. Like
just V. Just V, yeah. I don't know. Sure that, I don't know. When I was introduced to him, they said, this is V. So like,
you
hey,
should
what's
ask
v?
Him one day, why is his name
and V? And he's a music producer.
Oh, lovely. Maybe that's why. Because he's vegan. That's
he
vegan.
Actually is a vegetarian. Yeah.
Oh, you see, I did. I kind of took out of the spot.
I went to Steers. He was like, can I please have a veggie burger? I was like, yeah.
What an insult to Steers.
Yeah, not an insult to Steers. I was just like, I never met like someone our age being a vegetarian before.
Yeah.
You usually have to go through a rough patch in life.
Rough patch?
Like, I'm done
you
with meat.
Stop watching Discovery Channel.
No, Discovery Channel will show you snakes eating crocodiles and stuff. Oh, what's wrong with humans eating?
We hope that you enjoyed our topic today. We would love to see you next week again. So, we're just going to leave you with our cool social media platform.
Yeah.
You can get us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
Also on Facebook /ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
You can get us on Twitter at ActiveFM.
Yeah.
Get us on our website www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
All our beautiful songs are on iTunes Podcast. We're also on Google Podcast. You can get us on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Spotify, Gapler, and Reddit. And also our WhatsApp line. Don't forget the WhatsApp. You can send us an awesome comment or tell us what your nicknames are. That should be cool. On
tell us the nicknames that you're most ashamed of.
Yeah, like
that'll
embarrassing
be,
nicknames.
Yeah,
that would
be
really cool.
You
and
have
then,
one?
No.
Curry pot, yes.
Yeah, I don't even eat curries. I don't know why I got that nickname. But anyway, you can get us on our WhatsApp hotline. It's hot. On a line, yeah. On 084-505-1166. That's 084-505-1166.
Thank you for the information.
We would love to hear from you. Let us know what your nicknames are. Or any comments you'd like to share with us. Beautiful stories you'd like to share.
Tell us if you like the show, if the show sucked. Just give us all your feedback.
No, our show is awesome. And we're going to love and leave you with a beautiful track by Tyler Edit, Push It.
Gym a lot. I say not enough. Work on he paid the price, giving us eternal life. I didn't do anything to earn it, that's for sure. When I'm giving him my best, I'll be resting in his words. Push it, bring the energy. Push it, with intensity. Push it, every day this week. Push it.
I'm swimming in a sprint to keep the body fat low, and I'm envisioning the finish, not for fretting the soul.